George and the Giant Pledge is the brainchild of Vicky and James Woodall, a fundraising campaign to help the work of the Royal Marsden Hospital. Their drive to support the hospital is made even more remarkable by the fact that their own child, George, has recently been diagnosed with a rare type of cancer. Here to share the story of how the campaign began is my guest this morning, Vicky Woodall. Good morning, Vicky.
Morning, Annie.
How are you doing? Have you had much sleep?
So I've perhaps had 4 hours last night, which is good going when you're on the ward.
It probably is good going. You're fundraising for the Royal Marsden, but your story, of course, goes well beyond that simple fact, as I said in my introduction. What's the narrative behind this fundraising initiative, Vicky?
Where to begin? So back in November, if we said last year, it sounds like a long time ago, but it was only a few weeks if you think really about it. So on November the 26th, in the evening, I found a lump on our little boy George's back. And now George is only four, so we were like, what on earth is this? And we took him to East Surrey Hospital to see what they thought about it. And basically, long story short, they excluded the fact it was an abscess, it was a this, it was a that. And they put a reassuring hand on my shoulder, and it makes me run cold even thinking about it, at the point at which one of the nurses there told me that they suspected it was a tumour. From that day on, literally our lives turned upside down. I mean, and actually, to start with, it was all quite positive. The doctors at the Royal Marsden, we were rushed through with an MRI in December. We had a biopsy in December, and then we had possibly the longest wait of our lives over Christmas, where we just pretended everything was just fine, because George was fine. This was the peculiar thing. We had a lump on his back, which we nicknamed Tony the tumour, to help George understand what on earth was going on, and also for when him and Alex, his elder brother, got a bit feisty, to keep them calm. By saying, don't upset Tony. And then our appointment was supposed to be on the 6th of January this year, and we got a call from the Marsden bringing it forward, which kind of set a bad tone in our minds before we even went in. And yeah, when we got there, there were two people in the room waiting to talk to us, and one entertained George, and they kept talking and talking to us about asking how he was, and we thought, this is going on too long. And so me and Woody were sat there holding hands to hear the news that actually George's tumour wasn't benign, as they thought and had been optimistic about. It actually was cancerous. So, as I say, on the 3rd of January, we found out. But actually, even before then, so on New Year's Eve, having been to the Royal Marsden several times for all these checkups, Woody and I had just been horrified about the impact you see having on cancer in children's lives. Now, I'm sure many, many of your listeners would have had cancer in their lives, whether it be a family member or a friend, and everyone knows how horrific it is. But in children, it's absolutely barbaric. So even before we got diagnosis of George, we then put up what we call George and the Giant Pledge, which was a fundraising initiative, literally to get money to support fundraising into children's cancer research. Because a little known fact is that actually it's woefully underfunded. We didn't know that before, and I think very few people do, but we gather that around 1% of cancer researchers' money goes to research in kids' cancer. And so we thought, like, this, no other parent should have to experience even what we've seen, let alone now what we're living every day. Children with tubes, children that don't understand, children that are screaming in the night because they think they're being tortured. I mean, it's quite hard to hear for your listeners, let alone for me to actually explain it. And it makes me shake even when I think about it and well up, because obviously now it's actually our George that's experiencing that. So on the New Year's Eve, George and the Giant Pledge was born. And my gosh, our world since then has just gone absolutely bananas. Not only with the fact that we've joined the Cancer Club ourselves with George, as I said, who is four, we've discovered has what's called a peanut sarcoma tumour. But also in all the lives we see of our friends, we've already had a little friend. Again, some of you might have heard of Flo Jackson. She unfortunately passed away. She was two. She passed away of a neuroblastoma. Just last week. Life has gone bananas, but we're trying to get something positive out of all this absolute hideous mayhem, and that's what the pledge is about.
And this is the thing, isn't it? Because most parents faced with this news would quite understandably basically pull up the duvet over their heads. They'd want to perhaps retreat behind their grief, behind their fear for the future, but you didn't do that. I mean, that's what's quite remarkable. You know, how are you able to take this fundraising on when you're dealing with everything that you are with George? Is it because of that memory of what you saw on New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
It's really stayed with you.
It's a bit of everything. It's from all those appointments we saw and the gravely, gravely ill children. It's from the news of Flo. It's from the fact that we feel so passionately, genuinely, I've never been so motivated in my life. So me and Woody together feel so passionately that no other parent or child should experience this. And with adult cancer being so different to children's cancer, with there being so many strains of children's cancer, rather than just fighting for George's, which is actually a really, really rare strain, less than 30 children in the UK get what George has every year, which blew our minds. I think the energy comes from, A, we're quite hyperactive people. We have busy careers. Woody's a pilot. I work for Google. Like, we're always used to being busy. Working is what we do. But also, that motivation that genuinely, I would be horrified if any of my other friends, any even my worst enemy, had this happen to their child. Because, as I said, in adults, it's bad enough. Cancer's horrific, but in children, it's absolutely barbaric.
What about the toll to you, though, Vicky? It must be mentally, physically, emotionally draining in every way.
Cancer is, full stop. But actually, what we find is the pledge drives us. Like, I've never... Like, the energy we get from people sending us all the well-wishing, the actual boost that we get from when we see, because it actually, truth be told, what we've actually done so far in the pledge, our marathon is looking after George. We've done absolutely nothing so far. We blog about our experiences on Facebook. We have a Just Giving page, which we keep up to date every now and then about what's happening. We come and talk to people like your lovely selves about what's going on. This is what blows my mind. We have harnessed the local population. Like, we have got Reigate and Red Hill, and actually even countries outside of the UK behind us and supporting the Giant Pledge, which that is enough to drive you. The fact that when you can unite people in such a way that brings about energy in others, because, you know, when anyone gets cancer, I've done it myself, you offer help, but you don't know how to help. So all we're doing is really getting everyone that's saying, okay, how can we help? And they might have cooked us a spag bowl or something really nice, but actually we talk to them about perhaps doing a fundraiser. So we've had everything from someone in Australia doing a day where she's a masseur, so she's done a day where everybody spends their money on actually giving the money to charity for George and the Giant Pledge. We've got Cullenders in Reigate are having a quiz night. They've got Nicholas Owen, the newsreader, coming in, and they're running a quiz night in their delicatessen in Reigate. We've got Halliwell Marks in Reigate also doing stuff. Like, there is... Oh, and we're the charity of choice for Run Reigate. Like, if you'd have told me 6 weeks ago that we would be in this position where we have people messaging us out of the blue, where we have companies coming to us and individuals, whether it be donating £1 to £10 to £100, the gratitude we feel for that support and the fact that we feel so passionate, that alone is what's driving us.
And rewinding, I mean, 6 weeks ago, when people first get a diagnosis of cancer, there are various emotional stages that they go through. I mean, as adults, you know, anger, desperation, depression, acceptance, it's all there. When you're parents of a child going through the experience, are they emotions you can identify with?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's every day's a roller coaster, whether it be how his elder brother is reacting. He's 7. All he knows is that his granddad died of cancer. The other day, I couldn't believe this. I walked in on them and George and Alex were playing Alex Has Cancer. And I was like, oh, okay. So what does having cancer mean then, Alex? And he goes, oh, it means you get deaded. And I was like, oh, no. It gives me a chance to explain to the children through their play that actually that's not the case. So, you know, the emotion of that is just, oh, I can't even put it into words. Then, of course, the fear that you mentioned, like, I guess the pledge is a way of us, in a way, if I'm being completely frank and honest, burying our heads in the sand and giving ourselves a distraction. Well, it makes me go a bit wobbly voice, because the second you stop, you think about it, and it's unbearable. You know, he's just 4, and we've got to hope for the best. One of our hashtags we use, and there's a lot, for some reason this campaign has gone ridiculous. We're making it up as we go along, but one of the hashtags we use is aim high, stay positive, because that's exactly what we have to do. And that's what I mean. Every time we see another individual or company or team join our George and the Giant Pledge team page on Just Giving, that gives us another boost. That every time we see the money go up, I think we're actually now on the team page, we're at £170,000.
It's remarkable. Having a dialogue, like you say, I mean, I think it is a good forum to express your emotions, but also to bury them, because actually it gives you the strength as well to carry on. You're doing such an amazing job, and I don't want to focus too much on the emotion. It's not fair for me to do that. It's such a positive thing that human nature comes and just shows you that there is that hope, that people can be so amazing. Total strangers. You're not just raising money for yourself personally or for George's treatment. You're doing it for the greater good, which is already an amazing thing, which will really resonate with people. And it's about helping to beat children's cancers. There are so many of them, as you said. And just 2 weeks after you launched this campaign, you'd raised £100,000. I mean, it is just...
It's astonishing. It's mind-blowing.
It's such a testament to people's kindness and empathy, isn't it?
Like, it literally has wiped us off the floor. Like, and that's why I say that I can't put into words how thankful, how grateful we are for the support, for the every penny and pound that is put towards this. Because, you know, money doesn't grow on trees. Everyone has to work really, really hard. And I always say, whether it's people's time, their talent, or their tenacity, or their hard-earned cash that goes towards this, anything, literally every penny makes a difference. Because it could have... The thing is, none of this will benefit George. This is all for research and stuff for the future. And people sometimes say, you're mad. Why are you doing that? I'm actually like, because that's the right thing to do. You know, it's like I said from the beginning, that no other family or child should have to experience this. And if it just takes us to then help build that spirit and unite it to then drive something, then I, both of us, me and Woody, are really, really proud of
As
that.
As you were talking, I actually wrote those two words down before you mentioned them. It just does spring to mind. It's still going strong. There is this huge drive, this huge spirit, this human kindness. And thousands of people, they've signed up to do fundraising walks, runs, balls, quiz nights. I can't even, I mean, my, you know, coffee mornings. And as you say, local organisations and businesses, you're now with Run Reigate. Cullenders, you mentioned as well. I think Halliwell Mark is another company. They've all pledged to give a percentage of event funds to your charity. So you're not short of good ideas on drumming up that interest, which is absolutely fantastic. And it just keeps going.
It's just organic. And the fact is, it's not actually all us coming up with the ideas. So via Facebook, we get between, I mean, this is blows my mind as well. Again, if you'd have said to me this 6 weeks ago that I'd have 25,000 people reading what I write, and I write gibberish. I've got a C in GCSE English. My grammar is awful, and my sister's forever messaging me and correcting my apostrophes. And now I've said that out loud, please don't check when you read it, because you'll notice it's absolutely dire. But through that, people giving us ideas.
And on top of that, as George faced his, I think it was his second bout of chemo, you released a charity song, didn't you?
Which, like, you can almost kind of forget that's even happened, because, like I said, this cancer is a whole world of crazy at the best of times. And now when we add all this into the mix, honestly, you have to pinch yourself sometimes. But yes, so onto the song, actually, because that's a hugely important thing. And actually something when we raised the fundraising to the target to 1 million, we were really, really, really hoping to get, again, the local community. In fact, every publication or individual in the UK... sorry to say this out loud, but to start singing the Big Poo song, because that's what it's called, and I can't believe I'm saying that out loud on radio.
We'll direct listeners to listen to it after the interview. But yes, the origin is basically the reality of treatment is that, you know, it's a complicated thing. Human bodies are complicated things, and there are side effects that happen with treatments, with drugs, with all sorts of things. And actually, something as uncomfortable as being constipated for a little one is a pretty awful thing for them to experience. It's not a joke in any shape or form.
No, not at all.
But you've turned it into something positive in the sense that you get them to focus on something else, listening to this jolly little song about, you know, human bodily functions, which for kids, it's kind of up their street, really, isn't it?
I mean, we've been told it's great for potty training. Anyone potty training, we've been told it's good for that. And basically, as you say, so the origin, when you're constipated, you can't actually have chemo, because the toxins are so strong that there's one that George had yesterday, because yesterday we just started his third round of chemo. There's one called vincristine that if you're constipated, it would literally burn your bowels. So he has to be able to pass to be able to have his chemo. So therefore, if you delay chemo, then ultimately that's delaying your cure. So it's serious stuff. Like, you're right, there is no joking about it. But when it comes to kids, and we don't want to scare anyone off, because as soon as you mention the word cancer, people can tend to shy away or just don't even want to think about it, because, you know, it is horrific, as I keep saying. But when it comes to kids, to make it fun, it came about because the Royal Marsden, which is a wonderful, wonderful hospital, I cannot, like, applaud them enough on how they're looking after us. And one of the things they do is they have on a Thursday, they have a music therapist that comes around and plays to the kids. And he's fantastic. His name is Sam. And Sam, the music man, came to George and he said to us after they'd been playing ukulele together which Jordan's never done before, they said, oh, so what would you like us to sing about? I do impromptu songs. And we said, actually, now you mention it, could you help us sing George's poo out? And he laughed at us. And once he'd stopped laughing, he said, are you serious? And we were like, yes, laughing as well still. So on the spot, he made up this song called Do a Big Poo, which we named on the day. And we just then, yeah, through contacts and through, because everyone knows someone, made it into a single. And now it's for sale on iTunes, on Google Play, it's on Spotify. You can download it on another site, which I'm sure you can put on the website, where you can donate either £1 to as much as you want to buy this song.
And you had help from somebody, from a producer on CBeebies or something like that?
Yeah. So another supporter, his name is Michael Dunn. In fact, there's a couple of them. So Michael and Andrew. Andrew's the one that's helped us design the logo, and everything that looks professional is all thanks to Andrew. Michael is his brother, who he roped in, is a producer for CBeebies. He helped produce it. Because I work for Google, I pulled some strings and got us into the YouTube brand new studios, the ones up in King's Cross. And again, through a friend of a friend, supporter, we got some vloggers, Nikki and Sammy, the twins, to then come and be part of the song. So, you know, when you pinch yourself and you go, is this actually happening? So this is what I say, our feet haven't touched the ground. And when you're running on adrenaline and you've had 3-4 hours sleep when you're mid-chemo, it's what keeps us going. It's absolutely what keeps us going.
Well, pull as many strings as you can in my book, because that's just the way to go. Vicky, thank you so much for sharing your story. Your courage in taking this all on with humour and grace is truly humbling. Good luck with the fundraising. I'm sure you're going to inspire so many people to donate and help raise this money you need. You need to raise £1 million. Well, you need to. You want to raise.
We'd love to raise.
You've done so well in about
a month.
Just raising 100,000. I'm sure you're going to be able to do it. Keep going with it, won't you?
Tell us
how it all goes as well.
Oh, we will do. We will do. Thanks ever so much.
That was Vicky Vaudor, and we wish her and her family, and of course young George, all the very best. You can read much more about their mission on their fundraising Facebook. Go to facebook.com/George and the Giant Pledge. You can also go onto Twitter. It's #George and the Giant Pledge. You can go to justgiving.com, and it's /company/teams George and the Giant Pledge. And don't worry if you don't manage to catch all those details. All of this information is going to be up on the Susie website to accompany the interview on our Listen Again feature.